The scientists, who have been studying the Conowingo problem for 3 years, said the dam near the mouth of the Susquehanna River has reached dynamic equilibrium. It can't hold back any more sediment coming downstream. But dredging what's already piled up behind the dam would cost more than it's worth. Anna Compton, a biologist with the Army Corps of Engineers, said it would cost between $48 million and $260 million just to dredge what comes down the river every year. That wouldn't make a dent in the mess that's already there, and it wouldn't make much difference to the bay.
We saw very minor temporary improvements to water quality in Chesapeake Bay from even these large amounts of sediment being removed.
The task force released a draft of its report this morning. But Jim Simpson, whose recent report for the Maryland Public Policy Institute called for massive dredging behind the dam, scoffed at the findings. He said the pile of sediment is an obvious and glaring problem.
And nobody wants to do anything about it, so they come up with plans to do something else. So they can say they're doing something when they're really doing nothing.
Simpson, who also writes for the Breitbart Report and other conservative publications, said the dam's ability to trap sediment has been lost. Restore that ability by dredging, he said, and the problem would be solved. Downstream communities wouldn't have to spend millions to upgrade sewage treatment plants and septic systems, and farmers wouldn't have to control nutrients running off their fields. Yet Compton from the Army Corps said the multiple computer models the scientists ran showed it would cost $3 billion to dredge back to mid-1990 levels, but the sediment would just pile up again unless something is done to reduce the flow from upstream.
Even when we removed and simulated really large amounts of sediment alone, we simply didn't see any long-term lasting water quality improvements in Chesapeake Bay.
Governor-elect Larry Hogan, who raised the Conowingo issue frequently during the campaign, told the Baltimore Sun he hadn't read the report, but called the Corps of Engineers a biased source of information. Scientists and others had feared that violent storms, like Tropical Storm Lee in 2011, would scour vast amounts of sediment from behind the dam, hurling it into the bay. The study found that only a small percentage of the plume of sediment visible after that storm came from behind the dam. The rest came from farther upstream. Bruce Michael, the Maryland Department of Natural Resources representative on the task force, said the sediment plumes were scary, but they showed up in all the bay's tributaries.
That sediment actually falls out of the water column, and even though there is a short-term impact with the sediment as it moves downstream, it falls out fairly quickly.
In fact, he said, the sediment from Conowingo and the other hydropower dams on the lower Susquehanna, Holtwood and Safe Harbor, affects only a small portion of the bay and its tributaries.
So we certainly would expect that the local jurisdictions would continue to have to implement their watershed implementation plans to see the local responses in their tributaries and streams and rivers.
Meanwhile, Exelon, which owns the dam, has been granted a one-year extension on its operating license and has promised to foot the cost of more extensive monitoring of the sediments and water quality. I'm Joel McCord reporting for 88.1 WYPR.